अशुद्धधाना पुरुषा धर्मस्यास्य परंतप प्राप्य माम निवर्तन्ते मृत्यु संसार वर्तमनि। कृष्णा से तो बढ़िया अशुद्धधाना पुरुषा अशुद्धधाना दैट वन हु इज नॉट हैविंग फेथ पुरुषा सच ए पर्सन धर्मस्यास्य परंतप दैट पर्सन डजंट हैव फेथ इन दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ धर्म। अप्राप्य माम that person cannot attain me nivartante will come back mrityu samsara vartmani to the path of repeated birth and death mrityu samsara vartmani so in the 8th chapter a repeated theme has been anavritti and punaravritti that anavrittina that he says that ఆబ్రహ్మ బోనా లోక పునరావర్తినో అర్జున ఇన్ 8.16 కృష్ణ సేడ్ దట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద హైయెస్ట్ టు ద లోయెస్ట్ ప్లానెట్స్ వన్ హెస్ టు కమ్ బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ మామపేత్తే తు కౌంతేయ పునర్జన్మ న విద్యతే బట్ ఇఫ్ వీ బికమ్ డివోటెడ్ టు హిమ్ టు కృష్ణ వీ డోంట్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. కృష్ణ ఇస్ రియట్రేటింగ్ దట్ పాయింట్ హియర్ వెన్ హి సేస్ అప్రాప్య మాం నివర్తంతే that if we don't come back want to come back to this world the way is that we become purified we become devoted to Krishna and if one does not become devoted to Krishna one doesn't attain Krishna then nivartante one has to come back and mrityu samsara vartmani mrityu samsara samsara this material existence is from a philosophical perspective defined by death. So mrityu samsara, why? Because whatever else we do in this world, we become famous, we become powerful, we may be very beautiful, but it's all going to be terminated by death. And wise people are conscious of this and they try to work towards dealing with that situation. Now suppose when a person has no job, then the person gets a contract labor. Okay, you do this project, you help in this work and you will get this much money. But while doing that contract labor job well, the person also is taking care that is always aware that I have to get a permanent job. I can't give up this job because this is giving me some my livelihood right now. But at the same time, this is not stable. So a wise person, while working on the present job, doesn't neglect one's the attempt to get a permanent job. And at one level, we can say that nothing in life is permanent, but still, there are lesser and greater degrees of we could say persistence or a durability or of existence. So, for example, a contract job, which now we may call as freelancer, say, okay, somebody gets a job for 6 months. That's good, but that's not enough. If somebody has a job which is going to last for 3 years, that's better. But if somebody has got a job that's going to last for 30, 40 years, that's even better. So we are aware of the temporariness of things from within this world's perspective. But when things are beyond this life's perspective, even within this world, we tend to become oblivious of those things. Somehow, the same people who, while preparing, who while working at one job, are also preparing for a longer job, they are the most intelligent. Now, still, that actually causes that causes a split of one's energies, and that it causes overload. Because say a person is right now studying, right now working in software, and that person wants to become and wants a long-term career as an IAS officer. That is not going to work because it's very difficult to make it work, because software requires one kind of knowledge study application and IAS requires a different kind of knowledge study application. So the person's energy will be split. But if that person is working right now in software as a, say, on a freelance or a contract basis, but if that person works that job itself well, then they can make that job permanent. And that will be a much stabler career where the energies are harmonized rather than split. So doing the temporary job well and seeking a permanent job both go hand in hand. And that is the beauty of the process of bhakti, that it enables us to actually harmonize our material with the spiritual. There are materialists who are so caught in the temporary job that they're just so caught in the temporary pleasures of life that they don't think of anything beyond these pleasures. Just think only of the here and now and the sense pleasures available here. And there are the renunciates, in contrast, who consider, at least there are some renunciates, who consider that everything material is bad, and they think to become spiritually advanced, everything material has to be rejected. So, for such people, life becomes, they are like a person who is having one job, and who is, while doing that job, or trying to do that, maintain that job, is also trying to develop a whole new different career. It is demanding. So, like that, if one is, all of us have a material body right now. At the same time, if we think of liberation purely in terms of negation of matter, rejection of matter, first of all, we just can't live without matter. And not only can we not live without material things, but also we can't think about, we can't even how much can we conceive anything spiritual right now? But bhakti is like the process where good performance in the temporary job can be used to get a permanent job. Now, if we see this world as the property of Krishna, so rather than focusing on the fact that this world is material and therefore to be rejected, devotee focuses on the fact that this world belongs to Krishna and is meant to be engaged in His service. With this understanding, when we strive to move closer to Krishna, with this understanding, when we strive to practice bhakti even in this world, seeing material things as His resources meant for His service. So it's not that a devotee is materially irresponsible or materially rejecting things. A devotee uses material things in Krishna's service. And to the extent that we can use the material things in His service, to that extent we can progress onwards in our bhakti. Of course, it's not that the more we use material things, the more we'll progress. Actually, our progress is our connectedness with Krishna. So we don't have to acquire more material things to use in Krishna's service. Rather, we use more and more what we have in Krishna's service. And if Krishna wills, He will give us more and more that way. So, here, Ashadbadhana Purusha Dharmasya Siparantapa. So one who does not have this inclusive vision of God as the, not just someone who exists in his own abode, but as one to whom even this world belongs. to the extent we have that inclusive understanding of God, to that extent we can serve Him in this world. And those who think that God doesn't exist or God doesn't is not connected with this world, that one who does not have faith, that devotion to God can liberate one. One who disconnects in one's own conceptions God and the world and sees the world as an independent reality, who does not have faith in Krishna's words describing how He is intimately and inseparably connected with this world, and especially is intimately connected with us all as His parts. One who does not see this connectedness, one who is not faithful enough to accept this connectedness, such a person will inevitably live materialistically. And by living materialistically, that person will be bound in material existence, not attaining Krishna. Ashuddhadhana purusha dharmasya siparantapa. That the person who will not be able to practice this dharma, and firstly, apraapyamam, those who don't have faith in Krishna cannot attain Krishna. Nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Those people will return back to this material world. Mrityu samsara. So indirectly, Krishna tells us that by having Shraddha in Him, we can attain Him and thus go beyond mrityu samsara. The explicit theme He will talk about in the 12th chapter, when He will say in 12.6 and 7, Teshamaham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya veshita chetasam. So there also the same word mrityu samsara is used. But there He says that He will become the swift deliverer for those who put faith in Him and devote themselves to Him. Thank you.